Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN people. How y'all doing? How was your Christmas? How was your New Year? I hope everybody had a great holiday. Welcome to the first show of 2018 for the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 5th of January, 2018. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours will be coming your way like it always has been in about 5 minutes. Starting off our news today in Glasgow and Glasgow's subway system. Now, I don't know how this will make you feel, but apparently it's going to be the first train in the UK to actually operate with nobody on board. Except as you just going down the tracks, you know, and nobody at the wheel. Yes, apparently a new batch of Swiss-built trains will be, yes, driverless. However, though, it doesn't stop there. According to the subway operator, they have confirmed they won't have any guards or conductors either on these trains. Now, it's true, there is some lines in London on the Underground that are driverless, but they usually have at least a human being somewhere on these things, but not going to be the case in Glasgow. Well, it's 2018 and we're still talking about Android and malware. So, yep, nothing's changed. This time, though, it's actually imitating Uber's layout. Yes, you heard me correctly. It basically looks like Uber and it'll make you log in and whoop-de-doo, it got your password and everything. Of course, this is all harking back to this Android fake app malware that poses to make it look like it's really, say, the Uber app, but it really isn't. This new variant of this malware app will go far beyond just making it look like Uber. It'll actually say, hey, look, there's the cars and everything. It looks like Uber. But just enter in your password. That's where everything goes wrong for you. Now, of course, there is a way to avoid this. Just stick to the Android apps from Google Play Store. Mind you, this is coming from the same place that just last year, just actually a couple of months ago. There was some malware mirroring apps that were supposed to be legitimate apps that they really weren't. My advice, just look at the downloads. If it has like a billion downloads, you're probably okay. If it's in like the 50,000s or something, don't touch that one. It's a new year, and that means things got to get quicker for AT&T for our listeners in the U.S. Apparently, they're rolling out, not the fake 5G, the true 5G. Though that's pretty much all AT&T has said. Now, of course, with the new spectrum, meaning your device will have to be, of course, 5G compatible. Last I looked, don't see too many phones out there would say, ooh, yeah, look, I'm hitting 5G. So basically, it's going to have manufacturers have to catch up with the technology before you can fully take advantage of it. We have heard, though, AT&T will be rolling this 5G out over the next 12 months. So plenty of time for Apple and Samsung and so many others. And finally, of course, CES, it's going on right now. So much that we can't possibly cover it here on the news show. And some of it's so ridiculous that we have to put it in, this section. This one comes from LG, and it lets us humans get to be, yee-haw, more lazy in 2018. Hate carrying your drinks around? Who wants to bother with that? Hate carrying your suitcase? I am in that category. Well, apparently LG's got a robot for you. Yes, yesterday LG has announced a trio of new robots specifically designed to help you carry your sh**. The things are going to have built-in displays, I guess to actually provide you information, and of course receiving instructions. And it looks like they'll even have some robot-looking face, to make it look like, of course I can trust this piece of equipment. Now the details, other than that, not much more. In fact, they're actually smaller than most humans. Judging by LG's image, they look about, maybe about 3 or 4 feet tall. So if you decide to get one of these for yourself, don't make fun of its height. The next thing it'll be doing is throwing hot coffee on you. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. You are supporting us so much in 2017. Thank you so much for that. We hope you continue to support us in 2018 here at the BTN Network. For those of you that are not and would love to, simple to do, head on over to BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions. Choose which one best suits you. And, of course, you can give us a one-time donation via our PayPal at paypal.me/BritishTech. And, yes, you heard me say just a second ago, we have our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com. That's our place for podcasts, blog, so much stuff to do over there. Also links to our social media sites, Facebook, British Tech Network, and Twitter at British Tech. You can also follow me on Twitter as well, Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room is still there, alive and well, and getting better in 2018. Come on over and join us if you haven't already. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, I know, we're just back for one day. Here's the weekend again. But we will be back on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself yourself an awesome Friday and a great weekend. We're going to need it. It's hard this week getting back into the routine of things. We'll see you Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.